Join us today in the Awesome Murders. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about our six-year-old JonBenet beauty queen and her mystery murder.
JonBenet Ramsey was born in 1990 in Atlanta, Georgia. The body of JonBenet Ramsey was found in the basement of her Boulder home on December 26, 1996. She was at last seen alive after a Christmas party the night before. Though specialists has been ramped in the years since, no one has been convinced of killing the former beauty queen.
Her mom was also a beauty queen pageant. Patsy was the one who found Ramsey a note and made the 911 call after JonBenet's disappearance. She and her husband spent years defending their family in the wake of public security. Enfield suffered disinformation lawsuits against publications that said they were responsible for the murder. She died at the age of 49 from overriding cancer and burned at St. James Episcopal Cemetery in Georgia.
JonBenet's father, which was John Ramsey, was the one that found her daughter's body in the basement of their home. She had secretized John Ramsey to carry her body up the stairs and into the living room, contaminating the crime scene. John Ramsey accrued a small fortune as a founder of the Advanced Product Group, one of the three companies that became Axis Graphics.
JonBenet's older brother was just 9 years old when his sister was killed and has been considered a suspect in the crime. Particular NCBS documentary about the murder that aired in this year in 1998 by Boulder Police that has been cleared. The Ramseys have maintained that Brooke was asleep in the hours after JonBenet's disappearance and didn't wake up until several hours after the police arrived. Brooke broke his silence 20 years. His fault interview on Dr. Phil's show, he said that he believed Penelope was responsible for JonBenet's murder.
Lucy said, "It is responsibility of every broadcaster to seek justice. That responsibility includes seeking justice for people whose reputations and lives can be damaged irreparably by the lingering suspected of suspicion. In a highly publicized case, the determinal impact of publicity and suspicion on people's lives can be extreme. The suspicions about the Ramseys in the case created an ongoing living hell for the Ramseys family and their friends, which added to their suffering from unexplainable and devastating loss of JonBenet. For reasons including those discussed above, we believe that justice dictates that the Ramseys be threatened only by victims of this very serious crime. We will accord them all the rights guaranteed to the victims of violent crimes under the law in Colorado and all the respect and sympathy due to one human being to another. This is all for today's podcast in Unsolved Murders. We will see you next time for another unsolved case. It's a case that has gained international attention, and 20 years later, it still remains a mystery.